My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth. A pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you? It is a solo episode today. And so, you know, I like to keep those super micro because who wants to listen to me babbling on, spiraling probably, and then just calling it a podcast? I don't think so. So I really wanted to focus on five key questions this week that work really well for when you're looking for clarity in your life. Clarity is my bag. It's my thing. It's the thing I talk about all the time and that I work with one-to-one clients on because it is so important to find that clarity in your life and to really work out who you are and what you want to do. How do you want to spend your time? And what do you want to show for it? It's super, super important. So I'm going to give you five questions that I use. I feel like I'm really out of breath because I just walked up the stairs. I mean, this is where we're at now, guys. I've walked up the stairs and I can't breathe. Anyway, so the first question is that I really want you to think about is it may seem super basic, but it's something that nobody seems to be thinking about. Whenever I work with a client, whether it's a corporate group, whether it is a one-to-one client in a group, giving a workshop, we always need to establish what is my baseline. And what I mean by that is what is acceptable for me and what isn't. And it can be that black and white. And I know sometimes that can feel really, really difficult. It can feel like, well, it can't be because if we had this factor, then this would change this to X, Y, and Z. And oh, well, that person was in a bad mood that day, but I'm sure they didn't mean it. The thing is, without knowing your baseline of what is acceptable for you, your non-negotiables in life, you're really not going to be able to gain a path, create your own journey, because you're always going to have an external influence that's going to infiltrate into what you believe is acceptable and the things that you begin to accept. Now, I hold my hands up to this. You know, I've definitely been there. I've had people in my life that have had a really detrimental effect on me. I've said yes to things that I've just not enjoyed doing whatsoever, but felt like I had to do. I've said no to things that should have been amazing for me and I just couldn't get out of my own way because I hadn't established the baseline. I can't tell you how important this is. A way to go about and do it, to give you kind of a really practical takeaway, is to essentially write down everything in your life that feels good, okay? The people around you, the environment that you're in, when do you feel most alive? As you well know, if you know me, I have a love-hate relationship with London. It drives me insane. Even this morning, I was just on the train and it's packed and I'm hot and I've got ready and I'm like, why did I bother? But then as soon as I get to the destination, I feel inspired. You know, I feel creative. I feel like the noise, the hustle, the bustle, it's exciting. You don't know what you're going to see, what's going to happen. And that is something not to be overlooked. So I really lean into the things that feel good. Similarly, I lean into things that don't feel good. The conversation or the energy, you know, when does my nervous system feel out? When do I feel on edge? You know, am I nervous around anyone? Do I feel it's hard to get into a conversation? Do I feel nervous of a reaction? Once I've established my baseline and learn again what is acceptable and what isn't, I can kind of move on to the next part. So question two is, does the potential outweigh the risk? Bold, big. Look, we're 4 minutes in and we're going for it, aren't we? And I know that's really, really difficult. But does the potential outweigh the risk? Change is scary. I get scared all the time by change, but there's something within me that thrives in that situation. I begin to realize the ability that I have and the scale of what I can create. There have been days in my business where I have thought, what the actual fuck am I doing with my time? Like, what is the point of this? There are literally hundreds of thousands of people who do what I do. But it's only when I lean into my language, my beliefs, my ethics, my morals, my way that I present myself that I realize it's completely individualistic. And in those moments, I'm able to really, really think about the potential. And yes, some of it's risky. Of course it is. But isn't that great if you know that you could potentially achieve this incredible goal that you have dreamt of for so long? But you have to be willing to find the clarity in that decision. What does that look like for me? We are entering a cost of living crisis. So I'm not here to preach like so many people, quit your 9 to 5 and do this. It's just not realistic for so many people. But what is a small thing that you can do? It's these moments, these tiny, tiny moments that we need to hang on to. Okay. Really, really think about that. What is that thing that I can do? What is the potential and what is the risk? And please factor in the risk. Please be smart. Please be savvy. Don't just think I'm going to arrive here and it's going to be great because I'll figure it all out as I go along. You know, there are so many factors in life. Maybe you have a family who rely on you. Maybe you have parents who rely on you. Maybe you're going through something that's costing you so much money right now and that's where your outgoings are over. And so you can't just quit your job and, you know, pick up that laptop lifestyle. You know, you have to be really smart about the decisions that you make. But I do want you to lean into a potential that it could be. What does that look like? What does that really, really look like for you? And does that outweigh the risk? And if the answer is no, okay, then really lean into that, that's okay, that the risk is too high for me to do that right now. But is that something I can maybe revisit in a year if I've achieved X, Y, and Z? So you really, really want to start to think and get specific. And leading on to question 3, my old favorite, if you've worked with me, you'll know it, is what is one thing that I can do to move the needle by 1% today? 1%'s tiny. One small change each day. Maybe it can even be something like making your bed as soon as you get up in the morning. The difference that that makes to your mindset when you walk back in the bedroom and the bed's made, you know, and you feel that sense of achievement. I mean, that's something really small. But for me, when I do it first thing, I walk around like, yeah, the day is mine. I'm a boss. I can all go downhill from there, but I did make my bed. But no, in all seriousness, what is something that you can do to try to change that by 1%? And if you think about that compound growth within a year, you will have made a difference of 365% in 1 year. Now, listen, I'm not big in investment, but I would say if I was going to invest in something to give me a return of 365% in a year, I'd take it. I'd take it and I would do it. So get really, really specific in that as well. Think about the micro granular details. You know, what does that look like? What's my big goal? And what's one thing I can do today? And just begin to tick that off every single day. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't overwhelm the goal being 10% because it won't get done. Trust me, it will not get done. And so really, really think about that. Be super, super specific. You then need to ask yourself, the next question is a bit more personal, and it's when am I at my best? And again, I want like granular details here, micro details. When am I at my best? So for me, those who know me, between 3 to 5 p.m., I mean, I may as well just not exist. I can't function. I'm so tired. It's something to do with me and my circadian rhythm. And I've always, always been that way. And it's quite similar. The 3 p.m. slump is like nothing groundbreaking here, but I don't do anything where I'm holding space for clients during that time. It's not fair on them. I'm very, very specific in that. It's not fair on them. I need to be present. I need to be awake. I need to be aware. Whereas my mornings, I'm like the Duracell bunny, you know, I run around morning. I really thrive in a morning and I'm super creative in a morning. I just like to bash out loads and loads of work before lunch, kind of get things done. So that's really, really when I'm at my best. Similarly, when I've had a balance of being around people and not around people. So I'm an extrovert introvert. I love conversation. Put me in a room with anyone, they'll become my friend. But similarly, I really like time on my own to recharge, to think about what I want to create, to read a book, to hang out with my dog, to watch a cute movie. Right now, I'm really rewatching Gilmore Girls because it's autumn and I'm just thriving with that. So, you know, taking that time as well to recharge and to enjoy my home. You know, I'm a homebody. I love to create a cozy vibe, all the candles. Oh, just all the lamps. Speaking of, actually, I haven't spoken about this brand, but Nest fragrances from America. Okay, if you haven't tried it, you just need to try them. They're incredible. Hashtag not sponsored, I wish. But they are, honestly, your home is just filled with the nicest scents. So I have the holiday one and a birchwood pine. You see, this is what I mean. I just go on tangents when it's a solo episode and I'm just calling it a podcast. But honestly, if you can do one thing, get those in your home. And I'm telling you, you just won't regret it. But things like that, really thinking about when I'm at my best. Similarly, what type of conversations drain me and what give me energy? And how do I like to be able to show up to those conversations? It's almost idiotic to say that you're not going to have difficult conversations in life, because you are. Life is hard sometimes. We can be dealt incredibly difficult cards and we have to really face these conversations that we are not taught, we're not prepared for. You know, we try our hardest, and really trying to show up as your best self to that is a real challenge. And also to walk away from it feeling good is a real challenge. So it's something to definitely bear in mind if you find yourself in that space where you're currently dealing with something that feels really, really difficult. And finally, this question is hard, guys. What is holding me back? And similarly, who is holding me back? This can be really, really confronting, really difficult. But the people around you have such an impact on your life, on your nervous system, on your stress levels, your ability to be who you are. You cannot have people in your life who make you feel small, who make you feel less than, who make you feel like you're not good enough to be around them. You can't have that in your life. What is holding you back? What situations are holding you back? What conversations are holding you back? I know it's difficult. I've had to leave certain friendships. I must say not many, but definitely relationships based around this principle, based around the way that I show up for myself and also just basic human respect. So really, really thinking about this and taking a moment. I would advise you not to do all this in one sitting because it's super, super difficult. I would almost advise you to do this kind of over a few days, maybe over a weekend. Really, really think about what you want to achieve from it. What's the goal? Why do I need to sit down and find this clarity? And where do I want to go from here? Please know that you can always reach out to me. I am a trained coach. This is what I do. You can DM me on Instagram. It's just at my name, at Kirsty Rayner, or at Mindset and Me Podcast. I run both of those. So anything you say is always in a safe space and private. But I want you to know that this is really, really tough work. And normally when you're searching for clarity, you're in the messy middle and it's messy. It's hard. It's upsetting. It can be cruel. It can be so difficult. It can be overwhelming, can be underwhelming. It's all of the things and all of the emotions. So I want you to
Show yourself kindness. Show yourself grace. Know that you're doing amazing. You are whole and intelligent as you are. And this is going to help you on your way. So I really hope you found these five questions helpful. I'm here for you as always. Thank you. It's time to get really comfortable and really cozy as we go into this week's mini meditation. And so just begin by gently closing the eyes and feeling the weight of the eyelids. Almost imagine them just folding down and wrapping around you, creating warmth, darkness in that beautiful, relaxed, safe environment. And begin to draw in some deeper breath. Noticing how you feel as the breath moves through the whole body. And I want you to imagine you're breathing into all of the limbs. Feeling the breath move. Feeling the breath expand from the center of the body all the way down the legs, the arms, the fingers, the toes. Drawing in that deep breath. Whenever you feel any tension arise in the body, just use the breath. Send the breath to that space. And I want you to imagine you are holding everything in the middle of the body, the heart center, the belly. And you have a choice where to send that breath. Where to send that deep feeling of relaxation? Where do you need it today? Where does your breath need to go? Keep breathing. Where do I need that extra support today? Where can I send my breath? Allowing yourself to totally surrender. Allowing yourself to relax and allowing yourself to feel. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I'll see you again next week.